I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. 18 students from Bradley Tech High School and MPS School have been participating in Tech Terms. It's a wonderful two-year program in which students explored and performed hands-on work in the design, construction, and operation of a building that's under construction. The 480,000 square foot Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Center for Advanced Care. This is believed to be the first career pathway development program in the entire country, and we're delighted to have three of the people who have been very involved in this program with us in our studios here in Milwaukee and welcoming phone calls for each and every one of them. Christian Wilson is a Tech Terms program participant. He is a senior at Bradley Tech High School, joined the program when it was initiated at the end of his sophomore year, and he's going to graduate pretty soon from Bradley Tech with honors in the Social Studies and Science Department and for exemplary participation in the school's design program and in student government. Christian, congratulations on the almost to be graduated person and for all of your accomplishments. It's so nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, great to have you with us. Also joining us in our studios here in Milwaukee, Terry Salzer. Terry is the Youth Apprenticeship and Other Work-Based Learning, Career and Technical Education for MPS, and she is responsible for coordinating work-based learning activities for high school students. Activities include youth apprenticeships, internships, job shadowing opportunities, worksite tours, and much more. And we thank you very much for being with us as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And also joining us in our studio, we got a busy place here today, is Alicia Dupies. She is with Cannon Design and Mortenson Construction, and she has helped them grow to one of the largest contractors in Wisconsin. Director of Project Development she is, and her responsibilities include relationship management, business development, and marketing and community outreach. She specializes in partnering with customers to engage their employees in the construction process, enhance their public image, and bring real-world experience to local classrooms. And thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
So who came up with this great idea? This is really a good idea. And there were so many people involved in it. I wonder,
sure, yep.
Was it your brainchild?
It was not my brainchild. It became perhaps my baby after Frederick really charged us with looking outside the traditional realm of supplier diversity. And, you know, oftentimes on publicly funded projects and not so often on privately funded projects, there's requirements and goals to include, minorities and women workers on our construction sites. But they said, let's look a little bit beyond, just minorities and women, and let's look at what we can do differently. And with the great vision of Kevin Matuszewski from Cannon Design, whose dad went to Boys Tech, he said, let's reach out to Bradley Tech and see what we might be able to do. And from there, the program was born and really, really developed. One of the things that we saw as a construction leader is the need for future workforce. We are,
right.
We're experiencing now, and we will continue to experience a huge shortage in,
oh, really?
In craft workers.
Absolutely.
Really? And so by talking with students as they are, sophomores and juniors, and exposing them to careers in the construction industry, we thought that this would be a great opportunity to, perhaps recruit kids into the trades. And while that hasn't happened necessarily directly into the trades, certainly many of these students are going on to explore engineering, healthcare, architecture, and other professions that we were able to expose them to over the 2.5 years. I mean, it's been a great win-win for all of us involved.
They might become doctors, too, from the way it sounded. You had doctors coming into the construction site and teaching people about stents.
Right, right.
I mean, that's great.
A little bit
of everything.
Yeah, Kathy Jacobson, president of Frederick, said, what keeps her awake at night is the future work, workforce in healthcare as well. So, I mean, I think that this is a kind of common problem or common challenge amongst a number of industries. And so, you know, we found ways to kind of work and explore together at how to expose kids early on to what a profession in some of these fields might be like.
Terry, are there a lot of such partnerships? Do you have a lot of places for students who are interested in the trades or who are interested in professional occupations, MPS students can partner with a project? This is a huge project. But is this something that's commonplace or rare?
This is rare in the fact that the partners, Canon Design, Mortensen, and Fredert, really have made a huge investment. It was not a, you know, just coming in and becoming a public speaker in the classroom or a one-time tour. They really planned, took many, many hours to plan this out, make sure it was student-friendly and engaging, hands-on, work-based learning. So as we stated, we don't know of any other program that is this this unique and this intense in really making sure these students are fully understanding the whole construction process, the design and construction process. And also they had the behind-the-scenes of understanding who the customers will be in this new building. So they had every time a guest speaker, I think one of the first was a transplant recipient who talked about how, you know, that transplant saved his life and how this building was going to be state-of-the-art and going to be able to save other people's lives. And as you said, many surgeons, nurses, other healthcare support people that talked about not only the colors of the rooms and what people are going to want in their rooms, but how efficient the rooms are going to be designed, what kind of a reception area. So they really have a holistic view of how this construction process happens and how many years it takes. But then all these professionals really invested the time. So no, I don't have a lot of these opportunities happen because it's really unique.
Yes, it is unique.
However, since this time, there has been expression of interest by other business partners. We do have, and Career and Tech Ed at MPS, we have many business partners, and they have a number of them have said, wow, how do we do something like this? How do we get involved?
Yeah. So, Christian, what do you know now that you didn't know 2 years ago?
I've learned so much that it's really, I don't know, it's a gift from God to really be a part of this program. Maybe it'll dawn on me a couple years later that the uniqueness of it. Because, like, as of right now, it's just, you know, it was always just like a field trip or, like, you know, just something that we were able to do. But hearing about it, like, this really being, like, the first opportunity in the nation for a high school student to be on an active construction site where they're building one of the state-of-the-art hospital, fairly large, fairly expensive. so, you know, it can be around there touching everything. But it's one of the, like I said, it's the memory of high school for me. When I think back to high school, this will be, if not the biggest memory that I have.
Hmm. And did it help you, I know you're young still, but did it help you decide what path you're going to, doctor, architect, any particular career path that was simulated as a result of this?
Yeah, it helped me decide on career paths that I potentially might like and career paths that I know that I wouldn't like. Like, I know I wouldn't want to be a crane operator.
I'm with you. I'd have a hard time with that, too.
That's a long day and a long climb.
Right. So, thank God for them, though.
Right. Something for everybody. But it exposed me to things like Angel, who was one of our mentors at part of the Tech Turn program. Seeing them use programs like Revit and AutoCAD in a professional like setting really like reinforced that like what we're doing at Tech is really actual programs and software that is like applicable to real workforce careers, and that really like strengthened like my decision. I'm going into computer science.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, next year. So I'll be majoring in computer science, so it's not as technical as like some of the things we've done, but seeing those different jobs and having the chance to speak with those people have really been like a unique opportunity. Like a lot of people, like when they get to college, they're like, oh, I might like this, I might like that. But really speaking to someone and knowing what they do day to day and seeing what they do day to day is completely different. And it's really helped me like in choosing my choice, actually.
Do you know where you're going next year?
Yeah, I'll be attending Morehouse College.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Great. Congratulations. Big changes ahead. Yeah. Big good changes ahead. And I understand that the whole curriculum, the classes and everything, were written by all of the people who were involved in this. You were becoming teachers in a big sense, right?
Well, I think that, you know, after the very first session, the one big takeaway that we took was many students, whether at Bradley Tech or any school these days, spend so much time in the classroom, behind textbooks, looking at PowerPoint presentations. So the number one takeaway was get them active, get them involved. And so the very next session, we had them involved with figuring out what the strength of concrete for a building this size and this height was going to need to be, and then actually putting the concrete together themselves, figuring out what the right recipe was, and performing a slump test to see if their, concrete would pass the test, just like happens on our job site every day when the trucks are backed up. So getting them involved, giving them the problems, again, going back to what Christian just said in terms of the math that they're learning in the classroom, how does that apply on a job site or in the real world? Mm-hmm. So every single session we said, what can we do that's going to have them, replicating something that we would do on a micro scale on the job site and then actually, have them do it. Mm-hmm. They had to figure out codes. They had to look at, code review to make sure that things were compliant. Many of them learned that they didn't want to be code inspectors, mm-hmm. building inspectors. But they did real pieces and real segments of what we do every single day as we're building a project.
I think that makes a difference, and there isn't an emphasis on that in any aspect of education these days, to see what the end result of what you're spending all these hours and hours reading books and sitting in a classroom. I think for so many professions, if you can get into the field and see, oh yeah, this makes sense now, my math class makes sense because it translates to this building being safe. Right, Terry?
Correct. And really, that's why the beauty of our career and technical education schools, there aren't as many of them, but there are 11 high schools that still offer career and technical education programs in Milwaukee Public School, and those schools really strive to do this on a daily basis, where they're building real projects for others. I know at Bradley Tech, they've built boxes for gardens, and they've partnered with other nonprofits in the area to build things from their construction class. So there's a real emphasis on hands-on, real-world work, and whenever possible, the projects are going to benefit someone, children or another mm-hmm. nonprofit organization, so that they see the whole cycle.
And I'd like to hear your experience in that regard, Christian. What difference did it make to have this kind of hands-on education?
Well, it helped, like, visually, because, every day we come to school, we see the same things, same people, same classroom setting. So to be able to get out and to really, experience a brand-new setting with brand-new people, I was waiting for it, I was waiting to get out.
But you really liked it.
Yeah, I love getting out. just saying getting out of school was fine at the time.
Right.
The hands-on experience really helped me. I'm kind of a hands-on type of person. So, mm-hmm. It really, strengthened, what we were doing is, actually studying. Even though we're outside of the classroom, this is still, a school, it's basically like a big school project. And it really, it emphasized that, what we're learning is also, applicable to what professionals are doing.
Right. And tell me about your fellow classmates, maybe one of the other guests. How were they selected? And then we'll talk about them. There are 18 students. How did you select them? Did they have to raise their hands, or
no,
you picked them?
Originally, the students were selected who had been enrolled in some of the construction and architecture classes at Bradley Tech. Mm-hmm. And they were also pretty much observed for the type of personality that the people at the time. I was not one of the initial selectors, but my understanding is that it was a combination of their interests, the courses that they were taking, and a presumption that they would be able to conduct themselves well in public, because they obviously were going on site to a real project, and so there were a number of factors that were used for selection. And then their teacher, their architecture and construction teacher, also accompanied us on many of the visits so that he could then take some of that information back right back into the classroom and apply it to the next lesson.
And Alicia, before we went on the air, you were just brimming with enthusiasm for this project. Why? What was it that was so good about it?
Well, I think that, you know, seeing students engage in a real, you know, on a construction site, again, knowing that we are going to face a worker shortage, but just seeing the light bulbs go on. I don't have four children of my own. I have three children of my own. And they are often complaining that, you know, why do I have to do all this math? What's science important for? And so to see that when you give, you know, I don't want to say that it's project-based learning, because this was an active job site. We did not shut down the job site each time that we had, you know, these 18 students, you know, arrive. We were still going full throttle. We still have a schedule to meet. We still have budgets to meet. So getting them to work alongside us and watching the light bulb go on was just incredibly inspirational. And I think, the other thing that I walked away with as it relates to Mortenson and Cannon and Freightert is that there is a real desire by the business community to partner, to bring, you know, the next generation forward into our trades or get them just prepared to work, you know, from a workforce readiness perspective. And seeing that all kind of come into play without really knowing how fragmented that sometimes is was, I just think, you know, professionally and personally rewarding. And some of the gruffest of our gruff, you know, construction workers, you know, have built one-on-one relationships with some of these students.
Nice.
And seeing those personal relationships develop and the personal desire to help a student succeed is, I mean, who can't be, you know,
right,
excited and brimming with enthusiasm,
right,
with,
right,
that?
So why don't we do more of this? Is it just lack of imagination or something more?
I think that part of it is that it's a time investment and maybe some uncertainty in how does one even go about this.
Right.
So I think the fact that John Balzer, the VP of the facilities at Freightert, was at one time a teacher, I think that probably helped.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, as Alicia said, Kevin Matuszewski really had, he just really was sincerely wanting this to be more than just fulfilling an obligation. So they really took the time on the front end. And, I mean, Kevin literally had pages and pages of curriculum that he mapped out before we even started. So it does take a lot of time. And I'm sure he had a lot of late nights and just really had a put that forward for a while. And then, of course, the timeline wouldn't always stay along with the curriculum because, you know, there's rain, there's snow, there's,
right,
ice, et cetera. So
right,
we had to be flexible. I do think they're pioneers. You know, Mortenson, Cannon, and Freightert are pioneers that I think will really stimulate others to think, you know what, this is something that we should replicate. This is something we should do. And they now know that there are professionals that have successfully done it and can share some of the best practices.
Yeah. And not that this would be a common thought among high school students, but I can imagine being in high school thinking, yes, I don't have to go to school in the building. I'm going to get out of here without thinking about all the wonderful professional ramifications and all you're going to learn. That probably for some of the students, they saw it as a way to get out of the classroom for a while. And all of a sudden, they're involved in this incredible program, building this remarkable building and learning all of these things. I would imagine it became not only fun, but pretty enriching.
Yeah, that's how every probably tech term would say that this journey began. It was just, they grabbed us out of class and said, we have something for you in the library.
We have something for you in the library. Great. That would have got me there.
So it did just start off as like an opportunity because we were in the library, so we're still at school, so we didn't know, like, okay, we're actually going to be on the construction site and really have an impact on like this building. But now it's like an opportunity and like an experience that I wouldn't want to share with anyone else, you know. Like,
right.
I love like having our tech turn group. Getting out of school, at the time we was excited, but now we seen it as like, okay, we're going back to work. Well, not like actual work, but like, you know, doing like a tech talent work. And we were excited to see everyone again, get back to seeing Alicia, Angel, and everyone else, Brian, who was there. Like so many people.
Yeah.
There were so many people involved, yeah. But,
the opportunities and, like, the opportunities and the guest speakers, it was something that we looked forward to every day. Because I knew we were going to learn something new with every session that we had.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you did. And I would imagine you were on a site. You had to be careful of safety, too. You had a whole safety set of rules you had to follow, right? Wear hard hats and things?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We actually had a session that we had to go through before we even got into the construction site. We had to learn the safety signals, the rules, the gear, or the equipment that we had to use. That was, I believe, maybe our second session. And we were still at school before then. And so when we got there, we were well prepared, we were educated on, you know, what not to touch.
Right.
And how to be safe.
Yeah. Well, let's dream for a while here and just brainstorm, because I think about this business, and I've been doing radio for years and years, and over the years I've had interns work with me on this program and seen interns in radio, be they engineers or in news or in talk or in board operation. And by golly, if you've got that interest in high school, I got to tell you, most of those people are employed in this field, which is not an easy field to crack into. I wonder why we just, and we don't do nearly enough of that kind of thing here, but you think about all of the professions, all of the baby boomers who are retiring, all of the occupations that are going to need workers, be it construction or so many different areas. Why don't we do this across the board? We really should as a society, don't you think?
Yes, and that's why I'm the youth apprentice coordinator for the district. We do have some students working as youth apprentices, which would be another word for intern. They're paid and they work with a mentor, and they actually learn more about whatever career pathway they're interested in. And then since this program was such a success, we have been in discussion about opening the opportunity for the construction youth apprenticeship. We do already have a STEM youth apprenticeship, but we have never had a construction youth apprenticeship due to the, again, the intricacies and the safety issues, et cetera.
Right.
So we're still in the discussions with that, but looking at trying to get these students thinking about this, doing this, trying it out while they're still in high school so that they're better prepared. As CJ said, either they're going to say, yes, I really like this, or, you know what, I learned a lot, but maybe this isn't the best fit for me. But they're still in high school, and they can still make their plans and be better prepared for the future.
Right, absolutely.
And I think construction has historically been a hard area to put youth apprenticeship or youth internships in place just due to the kind of the high risk and the liability and safety of anyone under age 18. But, you know, with the support of Freighter, the owner on that project, you know, they just said, well, let's figure it out. And that we did, you know. But they were, you know, fully, as CJ said, you know, we bought hard hats, safety glasses, the vests, steel-toed boots, everything for all of the students, you know, before day one. And they all asked if they could keep him at the last session. And we said, absolutely. We've been holding on to these for 2.5 years.
Here's your present.
Yes.
You really invested in this then, didn't you? That's amazing.
Oh, collectively. I mean, all three of the business partners did. Well, you have to work safe. I mean, that is, you know, Mortensen has a zero injury policy. And so first and foremost was the safety of the students. And then second, almost equal to safety, was, you know, just the educational kind of opening the door to what, you know, to what could be.
Yeah. Well, let's welcome phone calls and emails and all of that as we continue here on the Ideas Network. Our phone number, and you can respond to this particular program, this idea that we need more people in the construction fields, that, and this whole idea of taking young people in high school out of the classroom into various areas so they can think about if they want to do that for a living, so they can be exposed to the real world consequences of doing well in school and all the book knowledge that you have. How does it translate into what happens once you get out of school? So this is a terrific program. It's 18 students from Bradley Tech who are participating in Tech Turns, and it was a hands-on learning experience, curriculum designed by architects, construction managers, technical and tradespeople, hospital employees. The students learned about the variety of professions in all of these fields and also learned how to operate a lot of this equipment. Christian Wilson is with us. He is a program participant, senior at Bradley Tech High School, about to graduate. He will, with honors in social studies and science departments and for exemplary participation in the school's design program and in student government. Alicia Dupes is also with us. She joined Mortenson, one of the very large sponsors of this, participants as well. She's helped Mortenson grow to one of the largest contractors in Wisconsin, and she is director of project development. Terry Zalzer is also with us, the work-based learning coordinator for the Office of Career and Technical Education for MPS. And we're welcoming calls. Did I give you the number? I do it every day. I forget. Here it is, 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655, email talk at WPR.org, Facebook page, The Kathleen Dunn Show, and I guess that's it. Oh, no, Twitter. We had so much. Who knows what's next? That's what somebody else will figure out, at K Dunn Show. So get a hold of us. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. All right, let's go to phone calls. We have many of them, which is great. 800-486-8655 is our number. And Chris in Wauwatosa, our first caller. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Bradley Tech, I'm not sure what their normal attendance rate is by the students, but I'm wondering, did these 18 students get chosen based on partially on their attendance at Bradley Tech, or their good attendance, and were they held to the same attendance standard as all the other employees?
Who wants to answer? I guess we should hear from both Terry and Christian. Terry?
Well, as I said earlier, I wasn't one of the selectors. I was not privy to that, but I would imagine, as I stated before, that because we wanted the students to participate in this program for a long term, and because we wanted to, you know, make sure that as best we could that the students would have a positive experience, that attendance might have been part of what the selectors looked at.
Do you know why you were selected, Christian?
Not originally. I was told just to, you know, sit down and come to the library. But I know I was selected because of my advanced, like, progress that I had in design and my, like, potential that they seen within me. But as far as attendance, I've always had, like, 95% attendance, I think it is.
Good for
now,
you.
Over the year. So coming to school and showing up on time and making sure we're there. We always had, even on the days of the field trips going into the construction site, we always had to come and report to our first hour class, show up to school on time, make sure we're there, and then after that we get called down and get situated before we get ready to go.
Yeah. Good for you. A lot of life is showing up, right? I mean, it is for jobs and for everything. It's true. It's a good thing to hear you say that. It's great. And you have placed some of these students will be interns?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So we, seven of our tech turns went through kind of a pre-screening process. We offered it to all of the tech turns. I called in some of my relationship favors and asked people to look at these students for summer employment to kind of get them through from June until they moved on to wherever they were going next, whether it was college, a tech college, you know, or just the real world jobs. Mm-hmm. And so we brought six employers on site to Bradley Tech. I thought by bringing them there to the school and allowing each of the seven students to interview with all six employers, we could find a way to make the right matches. In order to be eligible for that, they needed to get their resumes in, you know, a week or two in advance so that I could distribute them to my business partners. And then they also needed to go through mock interviews with Terry and with Anna, who was a key partner in this that we really haven't mentioned. Anna Molinaro from WRTP Big Step, who is housed in Bradley Tech, but really works for this workforce, you know, development agency, WRTP Big Step. So they went through all of that with her, and then we all showed up one morning to some very confident and some very nervous student intern applicants.
Right.
And as of now, 6 of the 7 have been offered employment opportunities the summer. And JCP Construction has been a great partner in this, and I think that he has hired 2 or 3 of these
students. That's great. As it should be. Great. Thank you, Chris, for your call. Laura in Milwaukee. Hi.
Yes. Class of 77, Milwaukee Trade and Tech.
All right.
That was a rough school to go to. I was like the second or third class of girls to go be there.
Oh, you were? Yeah.
And they didn't want us there.
Well, you survived, right?
All I can say is you guys got a great opportunity. Grab it and way to go.
Thank you.
Thanks
very much for the call. Bridget in Wausau. Hi, Bridget.
Hi. I would just like to commend you guys on the fact that you're bringing this type of education back into education. When I was a kid and I went to school, our high school had a program that they no longer offer anymore, where somebody, a benefactor, had given them a number of plots of land, and they would have the architectural program design a house, and then they would have the building trades program build the house, and the design home ec department would do the interior decorating and the interior designing of that house, and then they would sell it at the end of the year to fund next year's bill.
Oh, that's interesting.
It was a fantastic experience, and it gave kids who weren't quote-unquote college-type kids an excellent opportunity to see that there were other things that they could do in the world, and it also gave them a great sense of work ethic and the ability to see something completed after, you know, a certain amount of time. And it was really a wonderful experience.
Yeah, this is a great idea, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's fabulous.
It's really a neat idea. You could design the house, Christian, right?
Yeah.
You're of computer science, and you can be drawing up the plans. It is one of those things that opens your eyes to everything, because I'll bet you, all of you, that when you go into buildings now, you look at the world around us and what we need and what we have and how it's constructed and whether it's well done or it's not well done or it's artistic, how strong it is. All of that's such a basic part of our life, right?
Well, actually, even when I came into this building, I'm looking up into the, like, you have, like, the little skylight view from the top.
Right, right.
So I'm looking, I'm like, oh, okay, now I see how they put the beams together and what I'm from being on the construction side of, like, how everything's placed, how the window frames are put in, the difference, like, seeing, like, if you guys have, like, 2-hour firewalls in your building and stuff like that. Just little, like, technical things now that I pick up on that I've never seen before. Like, my eyes are, like, more keen.
Right.
Or open
right.
to, like, catching.
Right.
Which is really, like a great aspect that I've caught, like, from being in this program.
Yeah. Wonderful. That's an idea worth bringing back, isn't it? Wouldn't that be a neat thing?
Certainly, yes.
To design and build a house. Oh, I like that. Thank you, Bridget, for your call. Our number, by the way, lines have been crowded. We have some openings now, 800-486-8655. Todd in Cross Plains. Hi, Todd.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I'd like to say a couple of things. First off, congratulations for having this kind of education and running the program. That's a hard thing, I know. I was a teacher at Winger School for many years in Madison, and it's an experience-based education there also. And I would have the parents read a book before the school year. It was written by John Dewey. It's called Experience in Education. And it sort of outlined what the program that's there now. And the parents would say, oh, that's a good idea, but it's kind of hard to, no idea. We don't want to put it in yet. But the book was written by Dewey in 1890s. Which is kind of an interesting idea. And the overview, it pretty much spells out what's the benefits of that, the responsibilities of educators. It's a fascinating book. If you haven't read it, I'd recommend Experience in Education by Dewey.
All right.
Thank you.
Todd. Thanks very much for your call. We'll take more phone calls in a moment. And when you have to leave, just leave, Alicia. It's about What time is it? 18 minutes before 3. I know you have to get your children. You're going to go. Thank you very much.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you very much for being with us. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
We're not ending the topic. Alicia has to get her children. So we thank her for being with us. Of Canon Design and Mortenson Construction, a big partner in this incredible enterprise and program, and it's going to continue in some ways. Is it going to continue?
Hopefully
it will.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I hope so. So we'll take more phone calls in just a moment. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Our phone number, 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Back to calls in just a moment. Christian, tell me about some of the other participants in the program. What are their plans for next year?
Well, I know for sure that two of my friends, Darrell Kirby and Alexia Morgan, they're going to be attending college in Ira Weston. Another one of my friends, Cameron Webb, he'll be attending college at Howard University. A few of our other tech terns are going to the University of Milwaukee. So most of us plan on attending college. A few of us are actually going into like architecture, which was Cameron. I know he's going into for architecture for sure. And I know the of the six who got the job interviews for the internships, they will be working starting actually this summer.
Great. And I would imagine that along the way, I think about all of the tech skills that all of us ought to have. And, you know, for whatever reason, we just don't have them to build things and to fix things and to look at a building and understand what it is. That's valuable information for all of us. So even if you become an architect, the fact that you know about the person who does the heavy machinery is a good thing to know,
yeah.
Right?
I would say that it's like a really unappreciated field of work. You know, like a lot of people don't really appreciate the technicality that goes into actually building a building. You know, it's just not like plopped in or like, you know. So, and the amount of people that comes in, like you still need networking skills. Still need to be able to communicate and to be a people person and still properly, you know, functioning in a working society.
Right.
But I would say that more people, if it's stressed more, like a lot of schools I know those offer opportunities to interest kids in construction, which I would say is like unique at Bradley Tech, is that we're giving them a unique opportunity to see that, you know, because a lot of kids can't afford college and that opportunity. So when we graduate, as I'll graduate, I'll have a certificate in design, which I can use as entry level into the workforce, actually.
Oh, that's a nice thing to have, isn't it? And I would imagine it looked really good on your resume to have this kind of background in this program, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That probably was what got me accepted into college. So.
Yeah, well, sometimes it is something like that, isn't it? Yeah.
Most definitely. And in fact, Alicia kind of touched on it a little bit about the personal relationships that really grew within the 2.5 years, and a lot of the mentors participated in some other activities, such as My Life, My Plan, where we had all the tech terns participate in a career exploration and development program at school, and then their mentors from Fredert, Cannon, and Mortenson came and served as the mentors there for My Life, My Plan, where they, of course, already, some of them knew the students already, but others just heard about it from their colleagues that worked in those three organizations. And there was a continued relationship looking at, you know, asking them to send the resume, reviewing it, helping them make it look more professional. I believe Christian even got some special treatment for preparing for a college interview. Do you want to talk about who helped you prepare for that?
For the college interview?
Right.
I was with the vice president, John Balzer. Yeah, John Balzer from Fredert Hospital. And he was helping me prepare for a Yale interview, also with Terry herself. So they were helping me prepare, you know, keep me, make sure I stay calm, be vocal. And we touched over, like, some key questions that may or may not have come up in the conversation. And that really helped, you know. It made me calm, made me nervous, like, or helped me from not being nervous in the interview and saying, like, you know, I've done this before, and that just, you know, make you nice and relaxed.
Yeah, well, you're pretty relaxed now.
Thank you.
A lot of people aren't when they're doing radio. I think you learned your lesson. The other thing that's amazing about this is we're not just talking about a six-week program. This was a long program. 2.5 years is a long time.
Mm. Yes. Yes, it was. And that was something that we always reminded the students each year as we started the, you know, this process again. I would talk to them and ask them to sign a letter of commitment to make sure that they were going to plan to attend every session, because I knew how much work was invested in preparing for our visit. So I just wanted to remind the students of their responsibility to attend every session and really be there to absorb what was going to be the next steps. And so, yes, it was an investment for the students as well. But as Christian said, after a few visits, it was that you started to look forward to those visits, seeing all those mentors again, and really renewing the friendships that had been blossoming.
Plus, you saw a building being built.
Yeah.
The building's almost done, isn't it?
Yep, it's almost done. We actually had a very unique opportunity to sign the tallest pillar. So we got it.
Cool.
So all the tech turns had an opportunity to sign it. And that was I got a picture by it. It was unique.
It's going to be there forever.
Yeah.
Aww.
So instead of like scribbling our name in the wall, we got to just sign it.
It's nice. Yeah. Let's go to Barb in Sister Bay. Hi, Barb.
Hi. This is a great program, and I want to commend Bradley Tech on this effort. I was wondering, of the 16 tech turns, what was the breakdown, male and female, and if there is any. Anything that would be, if there weren't many women, is there anything that is being done to help encourage women as they're doing the STEM field to participate in this program too? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Thank you, Barb.
Yes, there were 5 young ladies that were involved in this program, and definitely that's something that we try to encourage all young people to consider. But as I know from having 2 daughters, if there is no one on a work site or in a classroom that's a female, it's a little tough to feel comfortable. So I think this program has really warmed up the environment for this. The more comfortable people feel in their environment, then the more tendency they would have to consider it for their future as well. So we really need to grow these types of programs so that people of all colors and genders really feel that, you know, if a career is, that this is a career they want to consider, that they'll feel comfortable in the work environment.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, and congratulations to everybody for making everybody feel comfortable in the environment, too. It sounds like all the participants really went way out of their way, became big fans of the program during the whole time it happened, which is a good thing, right? So were you there? How did it work? Did you do some of your classroom at Bradley Tech and then the rest of it on site, or was it all on site? Or
Well, the days that we had to go to site were days just specifically held at Frederick. We would leave around 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then we'll arrive. Frederick's not too far from a school, so it would be like, depending on traffic that morning, maybe a 20 or 30-minute ride. So then we'll arrive at Frederick. We will begin our session, and we will stay there until maybe 2 o'clock, 2:10, something close. And then we'll head back to school, and we'll basically just wait for the bell to ring in our last period of the class. So our entire day was spent at the construction site.
Mm-hmm. That's a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And is it difficult to maneuver, forgive me, but we all work in bureaucracies, is it hard to get this kind of a program through an MPS bureaucracy or through people who are people willing to try these kinds of these programs? How hard is it to do it? I think of people in other districts in the state who may want to do something.
Well, again, with all the partners contributing their time, and then with WRTP Big Step.
What is that?
Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership. They work with our with pretty much adults and youth who are thinking about a career in the trades, helping the students prepare for the tests. Many times there's tests before you can be accepted into an adult apprenticeship, and then just, you know, providing the support services as well as job, you know, opportunities and such after the trainees finish their whatever training they had to do. So they really were a strong partner in this from the beginning. And Career and Tech Ed at Milwaukee Public Schools, this is just fits perfectly mm-hmm. into what we're all about, which is that hands-on, real-world learning. The trades being one area, but not exclusively the only area. But certainly, we did not witness any barriers at all. It was embraced. It makes good sense. It was very professionally executed, so there were no concerns. In fact, we had Dr. Evers and our Workforce Development Secretary Newsom and our two different superintendents from Milwaukee Public Schools, Thornton and Driver, were both visitors on the site, so just a lot of strong support from our administrators at MPS as well as throughout the state.
And you even, in front of me, it's like a yearbook, Tech Turns 2015, Bradley Tech High School, this beautiful book with all of your pictures mm-hmm. in it and all of the people who worked with you. What a wonderful thing to have.
Yes. And again, that was Alicia and her, she's got a number of talented staff at Mortensen who really put that together for us. So it really, her one of her colleagues, Bridget, really I know had a lot to do with this, and Alicia herself and putting together all, they were just like, you know, roving journalists through every session, and we always got a recap at the end of each session, and then we would always recap before we started a new session. So as I said, it was very professionally done, and now they have this keepsake.
Yeah, it's great. Did you have a graduation from the program? Was there a ceremony?
Yeah, our last ceremony that we just had, this was it May 14th. We had a little wrap-up ceremony. We played a little trivia game on questioning us on everything that we learned from the past, and it was really just like a nice little ceremony that we had together. Then we walked through the construction site for one last time. So that was I loved it. It was actually nice, and having the book now is like, it's better than having the helmet. So, you know, when I go back, I could look back on it.
Right,
you know, I could
right.
tell people and inform them on what we did. Because it really does have, like, a great, like, step-by-step on what every session was, what we learned, what we needed to accomplish that day, and what we did actually accomplish over these past 2.5 years.
Yeah. So imagine yourself, if you would, 10 years from now, and you're either living in this area or you're coming back and you're going with your family to look at the advanced care building, mm-hmm. and you're going to say to them 10 years from now, what?
I built that, you know.
I built that, yeah.
I want to say, you know, I've seen this thing since it was just a big hole in the ground.
Oh.
You know?
Is that what it was when it started? It was a hole in the ground?
Just
when
a
you
giant
started?
Hole.
Oh, my gosh.
A giant hole.
Wow.
And then to see it from there, then to the parking structure, then to the first floor, then to see them putting up the window frames, to now they're just starting to paint. They just started to roll in the carpet.
Oh.
So seeing it all done and having, like, being a fully active hospital at the time, well, 10 years from now, I think it'll be awe-inspiring, like mesmerizing.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. And Terry, for people who have other brilliant ideas like this one or want to partner with you in your office in some way, how do they do that?
Feel free to give me a call. My number is 414-475-8019. Be happy to set up a meeting. I know Alicia would be happy as well to share some of her best practices so that no one has to feel like they have to start from, you know, square one. We definitely would share our best practices and provide some technical support if anyone would like to replicate this project.
Great. And there are possibilities to go into other areas as well. Would
yes.
it be your office to
yes.
get a hold of for that?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, all the best. This is just a wonderful, wonderful thing, and I'm glad we heard about it. And we somehow saw a video. Was it on the news or something? We saw all of you young people and said, whoa, yeah, this is really great. You were on the news, right?
Yeah, I was on the news. I believe it was it not CBS? It was one of them.
Whatever, yeah. It was on TV.
And there was one on Fox also.
Yeah. Well, all the best next year or two. And congratulations on your graduation.
Thank you.
You're going to have a fine career. And thank you so much for being with us.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity, and we appreciate to share the good news.
Yeah, it's good to share good news. We don't get enough of that here. That's good. Our thanks to Christian Wilson. He was a Tech Turns program participant. He's a senior at Bradley Tech, about to graduate from high school and go on to college, graduating with honors in the social studies and science departments, and for exemplary participation in the school's design program and student government. Also, Terry Zalzer, work-based learning coordinator for the Office of Career and Technical Education for the Milwaukee Public School District, and she's responsible for coordinating work-based learning activities for high school students. She does youth apprenticeships and internships, job shadowing opportunities, worksite tours, and much more. And we thank she had to leave to take care of her children, Alicia Dupies of Cannon Design and Mortenson Construction, one of the partners in this pretty remarkable project. Well, that'll do it. Thanks to K.P. Whaley for producing this hour, and thanks to Scotty Myers for on-air production here in our studios in downtown Milwaukee. We have news coming up momentarily from National Public Radio, and then please stay tuned for Central Time. I will next be with you on Monday. I'll be off tomorrow. I still have a little vacation time to use. So all things political, Monday at 1 o'clock. Thanks very much for listening.